why you should put podcasting profit first. Thank you for joining me for the Audacity 2 podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. Monetization is not the only profit you can get from podcasting, and you shouldn't be the only one to profit either. Nonetheless, here's why I think you should put profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, first in every aspect of your podcast. If you would like to follow along with the notes, they're a simple tap or swipe away inside of your podcast app or at theaudacity2podcast.com/profit-first. But before we can focus on podcasting profit, I want to revisit how I've taught the 5 podcasting cornerstones for several years, because this is totally relevant here. I've taught content, presentation, production, promotion, and profit. Content is what your podcast is about. Presentation is how you share your content. Production is the technical side to reduce distractions and increase understanding. Promotion is how you market and grow your podcast. And profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, is how you and your audience benefit from your podcast. Despite the fact that these cornerstones have always had an alliteration problem with no suitable solution, I realized recently that it had an even bigger problem. Now, I realized this while I was getting ready to speak at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention to teach podcasting there. The problem was the order. Profit should not be last. It should actually be first. But stick with me on this, and please don't tap away or swipe away or don't touch that dial if your podcast app for whatever reason has a dial that takes you away from this podcast. Don't do that, because you may be tempted to think that, well, since I'm talking about profit, this doesn't apply to you if you're a hobbyist podcaster, you're not interested in earning money from your podcast. But profit isn't only about money. So before I can explain why profit should be first, I want you to understand what it is and why I keep spelling it. And if you look at the notes for this episode at theaudacity2podcast.com/profit-first, you'll see that I've made it over obvious that it is spelled, it's an acronym, actually it's an acrostic. That's the podcast profit paradigm, as I call it. Several years ago, I was inspired by a typo I let go to press in an advertisement for my now temporarily retired podcaster society. As a result of that typo, I wanted profit, the word profit, to stand for something, not only in the metaphorical sense of profit stands for something, but also literally as an acrostic. Now it's my podcast profit paradigm, P-R-O-F-I-T, which is a list of ways you can benefit from your podcast. P-R-O-F-I-T, popularity, relationships, opportunities, fun, income, and tangibles. P-R-O-F-I-T. Popularity is growing a following, being an influencer, or becoming known. Relationships, like gaining friendships, building community, and finding your, quote, tribe, unquote. Opportunities, opening doors for things like public speaking, travel, testing products before they're released, and such. Fun, simply having a good time, with or without laughter, even. Income, yes, earning money does have a place in profit. Intangibles, getting things that you get to use or keep, which is especially profitable when they're relevant to your podcast topic. Like, I am recording this podcast right now while I'm speaking through an ElectroVoice RE320 that has a shock mount on it, and I'm recording into a first-generation Rode Rodecaster Pro. Those were given to me because of this podcast. So I've received tangible benefit, and I use these products, and they were given to me because of the relationships I've built within the podcasting space, and because of the popularity of the Audacity podcast, and because of the relevance, and because I'm such a big fan of these products, and I was before I even owned them, except for the Rodecaster Pro. I didn't really know much about that before I actually owned one, but now I'm a huge fan of it. I would have purchased these things eventually anyway, but they're now tangible profits for me from my podcast, among many other ways that I've profited from my podcast as well. So while most people think of profit meaning money, I challenge you to change your thinking and look at the much bigger ways you can profit from your podcast. P-R-O-F-I-T. That's why I make profit stand for something. Popularity, relationships, opportunities, fun, income, and tangibles. And think of all of those things, especially if you don't care about monetizing your podcast, because you don't have to monetize if you don't want to. The other paradigm shift is that your podcast should not only give you profit, but also offer it to your audience. And I'll explain that more in a moment. Profit is for all podcasters, not only professionals. So lest you think profit is only for those people who podcast for business purposes or to try earning a living from their podcast, money is only one part of the podcast profit paradigm, the I for income. The other ways could complement that income, but there's nothing wrong with podcasting simply for the fun of it. And fun is the F in profit. When I hosted a clean comedy podcast, the profit we were after was primarily to laugh and to help others laugh too. And along the way, we also formed relationships. We were given fun tangibles from our audience, and we even made a little money on the side. But our main focus was just having fun. And if you are podcasting to build a business, don't neglect the other aspects of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. It's okay to have fun with professional subjects, and always look for ways to position yourself for opportunities and more, even if you're not in this for the money. But look for those opportunities anyway, no matter why you're podcasting. So why should profit come first? It needs to power your decisions for podcasting, because it's actually more important than your content. Consider the cornerstones that I mentioned in this way. Content is what attracts an audience. Presentation is what keeps the audience. Production is what makes your podcast stick. Promotion is what brings an audience to you. And then profit is the impact your podcast makes. It's how you change the world, even if you're changing the world for only one other person. Simon Sinek wrote a great book. I highly recommend that you read or listen to the audiobook. The book is Start With Why, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. And that why word is another way to think of profit, especially with these two questions. Why are you doing this podcast? And why should anyone listen or watch? When you start with profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in mind, then you can pick the right content to share that helps get you closer to that profit. And the other cornerstones then build from there. After you know your why and your content to support that why, then you can decide on the best way to present it. Like, should it be an interview show, a solo show, a roundtable show, a Q&A show, an audio drama, or whatever other formats you might be interested in? Then, when you know those things plus the format, then you can decide on the best way to produce that, the best microphones, the best software, the best editing technique, whether you're doing audio or video, all of that. And then you have the things that you need, the content, that all of that produced together, which can help you decide on the methods to promote it. But when you don't start with profit, you won't know what content to share. You won't know the best way to communicate it. And you certainly won't know how to produce it. And frankly, you wouldn't offer much value worth promoting if you're not starting with the value in mind. Here's a series of questions that follows this podcast profit paradigm to help you podcast the best way. Number one, why do you want to podcast? What value will your podcast give your audience? Number two, what content best enables your profit goals? Number three, what's the best way to present the content that moves you toward your profit goals? Number four, what's the best way to produce this that leads you and your audience in the right directions? And number five, whom should you promote your podcast to, and what are the best ways to reach them? This is why profit should be first. But remember, profit is also for your audience. I've heard some people say, podcast for yourself. If you're having fun, that's all that matters. I've heard other people say, you're podcasting for your audience, so focus on their needs first. While these might seem contrary, they're actually complementary and simply different sides of the same profit coin. Both you and your audience need to get value from your podcast in order for your podcast, yourself, and your audience to improve and grow. But the problem I see most often is that podcasters forget to focus on what value they offer their audience. Instead, they often fixate on the value they want from their audience, or on how they can essentially sell their audience to get value from someone else, like an advertiser. But as Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. That's from Luke 6:38, in case you're interested. Some podcasters also obsess over the production aspects of podcasting without investing the same time and money into improving the more weight-bearing cornerstones. I see this a lot in communities where people are obsessing over what's the best microphone? What's the best editing software? What's the best this or that? Or what are the best tools to use for this? And really, we should be starting with, why do you want to podcast? Okay, now that you know why, then what is your podcast going to be about? Then how are you going to present that? Then we can think about how are you going to produce that. It's fine for your podcast to make you popular, but how are you helping your audience to be popular too? It's great when you can foster or form new relationships because of your podcast, but how are you helping your audience foster or form new relationships too? It's great when your podcast opens opportunities for you, but what opportunities do you help your audience find and pursue? It's fun to have fun, as the Cat in the Hat said, but is your audience having fun too? Professional comedian podcasters who podcast with other professional comedian podcasters and sit around and not be funny. Sorry, had something in my throat there. Earning income is definitely rewarding, but how are you helping your audience earn more, spend less, save more, or be smarter with what they have? And it can be exciting to get new tangibles, but what tangible benefits are you helping your audience gain too? See, it's not all about you. You need to remember the profit for your audience as well. So it really comes down to this one word to define podcasting profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. The one word is why. Yes, start with why indeed. I highly recommend that. Think, why are you podcasting? Why should your audience keep consuming your episodes? It's all in what profit, popularity, relationships, opportunities, fun, income, or tangibles you pursue and you offer. Yes, people are attracted by the content, but it's really the profit that changes them and impacts the world. If you'd like to review these notes, then please go to theaudacitytopodcast.com/profit-first. I also have a link there to Simon Sinek's book on Amazon if you'd like to purchase it. It is an affiliate link, so I do earn commissions through that link. But I've read the book myself, and I recommend it because it's a good book, regardless of whatever I earn from it. But if you want the link for it, it is there in the notes. Tap or swipe away, or on the website at theaudacitytopodcast.com/profit-first. Let's go visit the community corner. I just made things easier for me and you with Podgagement. Go to podgagement.com, and you can check this out. Now, you and I can both do this if we're using it. We can easily copy all of the text from a review or a piece of feedback with only two clicks. Well, two clicks and a keyboard shortcut for pasting. You can copy it in Markdown, you can copy it in HTML, or an iframe embed. And soon there will be a JavaScript embed that will make it even more native to your website with working with whatever CSS classes and styles that you want to put in. So it's super easy, and I used that myself to very easily, very quickly, paste a review I wanted to think into this community corner. In the past, what I used to have to do is I would select the text of the review, I'd switch over to my notes, I'd paste it, then I'd switch back to Podgagement, copy the name of the person, switch back to my notes, paste that in, switch back to Podgagement. So I'd be back and forth, back and forth. Now I did it with just two clicks. I clicked copy, then I clicked copy as single line, plain text, and then paste. And that was it. So this review that I wanted to mention is from Marshy76 in Apple Podcasts in the United States, who loved the episode about podcast loudness normalization. And what they said in their review was basically that this really helped them to learn how to better normalize the loudness of their episode. And I think that's a very important episode, looking back at things, because consistent loudness is so important. And so I'm really glad that I was able to help Marshy with that. Thank you for that kind 5-star review. And thanks to Alan C. Paul, Jason Pickle, Rich Bennett, DR, and Julio Fernandez for all the great ratings on Good Pods. And I didn't know I had so many ratings on Good Pods until Podgagement supports Good Pods now. So Podgagement found all of those for me. So I thought, well, I just want to thank everyone who's given a rating for different episodes. Some of them gave multiple ratings because you can rate individual episodes on Good Pods. You're not just rating the whole podcast, but individual episodes you can give 1 to 5 stars. So I'm really grateful for these episode ratings from these people. And also thanks for more streaming sats from Dave Jackson, Alan C. Paul, and Dwev. I believe that totals to 1,716 sats that I've received since the last episode, and that's currently worth about $1.15. So thank you so much for that support. If the Audacity to Podcast gives you value, I would be grateful if you would put that in a number and consider giving it back in some way, either through a one-time gift or streaming Satoshis back. And you can do either of those with modern podcast app that you could get from podcasting2.org/apps. Or check out Podgagement at podgagement.com. And now that I've given you some of the guts, taught you some of the tools, and pontificated about some of the profit, it's time for you to go start and grow your own podcast for passion and P-R-O-F-I-T. I'm Daniel J. Lewis from theaudacitytopodcast.com. Thanks for listening.